Yeah. What do you think about the lobbying bill? Like, I think they're more targeting like NGOs. I think that could be the focus of the new, like, I don't know. Do you think that China and Russia mainly use NGOs to infiltrate like Europe?
Yeah, and I mean, what I got from the critique is, I mean, generally they should look for foreign influence, but I don't think this can be reduced to the NGO level, because when we look at what's happening on the company level, like, you know, we just need to look at Huawei. I don't think the focus will be really, you know, instructive. So what I got from the corporate Europe article, is that the European Union has already a law in place, right?
Yeah.
It's just not really enforced and it's voluntary and stuff. So they essentially suggest to just make the European Union Transparency Register legally binding and to properly enforce that instead of introducing something completely new. And then, yeah, if the focus is just too narrow, I think it will miss the target inevitably.
Yeah, so it's quite strange because I was reading similar stuff. I've been reading that they were talking about there's a European register, but it's voluntary. It's not like, so I think this one might be more like American Foreign Agent Act. It's like criminalized. It's not talking about criminalizing anything yet, I think, the bill. Yeah.
Right, but just under the FARA Act, from what I have read, is that there are proper sanctions, right? Whereas the European Union currently doesn't have any sanctions in place whatsoever for foreign influence. And I think, well, this is definitely an area where they need to work on. But yeah, the narrow focus of this new proposed regulation or law is, I don't think it's going to be very helpful. And then, you know, again, the problem is when you have a rollout across the European Union, but the political situation in countries like Hungary is twisted in the sense that there you actually need to have third country influence for the sake of more democracy, but less, you know,
So what do you think?
The law can pretty much work against.
Yeah, that's right. I was reading about Hungary case as well. They're using some act to attack NGOs, like to achieve political gains.
Yeah.
Like, So I want to ask, like, from your experience, like, especially in the academic, like, institutions, what do you think the best way to tackle, like, China influence and Russia influence? Like, what's a better way than just introducing this kind of lobbying bill focusing on, like, just NGOs?
I think go along with what Corporate Europe is saying, just to use the original act, which is the transparency register, and make that stronger. Like, to really force all kinds of, you know, agents to register, not just NGOs, so we have a general degree of transparency, and then we work from there.
It's a better way, I believe.
This is how I would see it. Like, always, like, take a look at existing legislation and trying to make that better and improve it instead of introducing something new, whereas there's still something in the background working, but it's poorly enforced and it's voluntary, you know. I don't think that makes a lot of sense, and it doesn't sound effective to me.
Yeah, they should have strengthened that bill. Sounds much better, I think. I think they should strengthen the, like you said, strengthen the registry to make it, rather than voluntary, but make it compulsory.
Exactly. I mean, there's no way around, like, making this an obligation, right? So, for that, we really don't need to introduce any new law.
Yes, it's right. I think Su Yutong sent me some article yesterday. It's about, like, China's trying to influence, like, German stuff like that. Do you have any examples, like, how China use, for example, like NGOs or other means to influence, like, German politics or EU level?
Well, I mean, what they are doing is, on the EU level, I'm not quite sure, but there are a number of United Front organizations, like, you know, kind of related to, usually they carry the name of Friendship, whatever, in their names.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they are, I wouldn't say traditional lobbying agencies. I think they more work on local levels, like, you know, to connect with politicians and stuff. So these agencies already exist, and they try, of course, to have leverage. And then adding to that landscape, we have the Chinese companies, right, which are regularly registered here in Germany as, I suppose, German companies like Huawei, right? So, and of course, these are also lobbying in the name of, yeah, well, to push for favorite terms, like for their own company, right? And so I think we got a number of actors. We got the companies, we got some sort of organizations, not necessarily NGOs, and then we got NGO.
And this bill doesn't seem to include the all those factors, all those actors in the lobbying, like scope, I believe.
Yeah, the question is, like, how do you capture all these different sorts of influences, right? I think that's the key question the European Union needs to deal with. They need to have a clear idea of who are, generally speaking, the acting groups which can exert or which try to exert influence, what channels they use, and then based on that, what kind of register makes sense to get an idea of these influence actors. And then what sanctions, you know, make sense in order to deter them, like, adequately.
Yes, that's so much better, the idea. Yeah, that could more effectively, I think, tackle. But they don't seem to have the sanctioning power, so that's the problem.
The sanctioning power is indeed a massive problem because you don't need to introduce a law or even have a law in place when it doesn't have sanctioning power. I mean, what's the use of the law then, right?
EU is quite
I mean,
interesting.
Maybe, you know, yeah.
Because I've been reading lots of stuff today. It's about EU. It's so confusing. So, like, is this
Yeah,
Commission,
the European
Parliament?
Union is difficult because, like, even the political landscape across the European Union is so different, like, especially with Hungary. I think if Hungary wasn't in the Union, it would be a bit easier because then there would be more of a, you know, kind of level playing field when it comes to politics. But with Hungary, that's like an outlier, you know. But still, we need to think about this when we think about, like, a rollout of law across the Union.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of how they approach this matter, you know, I think they have to approach it from the outside, you know, to think about, like, first about the landscape of actors, you know, and then kind of narrowing it down to the right registration and sanctioning process. I think they're just, you know, starting from the wrong end. They are looking at it from the wrong end.
Yeah, it is. It's not really the right way to, because CCP is using so many means to, like, even though Huawei may be sanctioned, but they might have lots of other friendship groups coming up, arising up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, because the United Front is just vast when it comes to all these covert organizations, right? And sometimes it may not even be an organization in its proper terms, right? It may be just a loose bunch of individuals, but they are all following the same agenda. And so the way of organization under the United Front, I suppose, can be very flexible and very pragmatic. And so, of course, it's very difficult to identify these actors. But I mean, the law is not just targeting China, right? I mean, I think it came up again because of the Qatar kind of thing.
Yeah, China is
So, yeah,
another
and I think,
issue.
like, I mean, China has one of the most sophisticated influence schemes, I suppose. So it would be generally difficult to tackle all these kind of front organizations. But yeah, and this is, you know, why we need to have a broader approach, because just limiting it to one group or so, or just focusing on one group, won't do it here.
Yeah, it's right. I was talking, like, also institution. I was talking with Kerry Brown yesterday. Oh, this man is full. He is. Oh my God, it's like.
And what's, like, Kerry Brown's idea? Well, I mean, he's in the UK, right? It's not the Union anyhow,
But it's just the way he talks is like, you know, he was so good at deflecting questions. You know, I would ask him, do you think UK should join the Belt and Road Initiative? started to talk about, oh, there's division in parliament, so many people attack Chinese people, those MPs are ignorant. He was just talking nonsense. But he was so good at that. He mastered the way to deflect the issue and talk about the Home Secretary, the immigration in the UK. I was thinking, why? What's going on?
Yeah, well, they have trained this for years, right? Just go into deflection mode.
Yeah, he is one of the actors to lobby for China's interest, for sure. But what he told me is funny. He said, oh, I think China will change in 5 to 10 years. Maybe something will happen to Xi Jinping. That's what he told me.
Yeah, well, I think at some point, something will happen to Xi Jinping, but I don't think...